Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Min Dong. 6 days until March Madness tips off.
6 days until March Madness. And I believe it is 4 days until Selection Sunday. Yes, it is. And it's time, man. The time is in the present now. Conference tournaments kicking off, already done. We're all in the midst of this championship week. And it's a great week for college basketball. It's the prep before the big dance, obviously. And we've seen a lot of fantastic games thus far. A lot of teams already getting some bids in the tournament and have some games today that we'll be doing that as well. And as we continue on with the big conferences, kicking off today and tomorrow to round out the week.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, our last episode seemed like a long time ago. I've been really busy. That's my fault. You've been waiting for me to free up and actually skipping class right now to do this. But yeah, spring break coming around this Friday, so should get back to what we hope is daily episodes during March. But I'm just happy to be here. Like you mentioned, lots of bids have already been given out. The new AP poll has come out. I'll go over that in a sec after I stop ranting. And there's a lot of news, but we're not going to cover a lot of news since time is in the essence right now. So I'll just go over the AP poll week 18. And there's actually a good amount of movement, especially in a week 18 of a poll. But the number one team remains the same. That is Houston receiving 58 of the 61 votes to be the number one team. And the other three votes went to the team that is number two, peaking at just the right time. That would be UCLA. They did lose Jaden Clark, though, for at least this week. I thought he had a torn Achilles, but he just has a leg injury. Don't know when he'll be back, but that is some big news, especially with tournament coming around and the Pac-12 tournament this week. Number three, Kansas. Number four, Alabama. They moved down two spots, and rounding out the top five is Purdue. Six, Marquette. Seven, Texas. Eight, Arizona. Number nine, Gonzaga. And rounding out the top 10, moving down three spots, is Baylor. 11, UConn. 12, Kansas State. 13, Virginia. 14, Miami. 15, Xavier, 16, St. Mary's, 17, Tennessee, 18, Texas A&M, 19, Indiana, 20, San Diego State, 21, Duke, 22, TCU, 23, Kentucky, 24, Creighton, and 25, Missouri. The top five others receiving votes is Oral Roberts, Florida Atlantic, Utah State, Providence, and Iowa State. And you probably know the drops better than I do. I believe the drop is Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. Is that it?
There's two more.
Two more? Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, let me guess them. I'm not going to lie. I'm not good with these drops. I'm stuck. I probably know them, but I'll let you know.
Providence and Maryland are the other two.
I thought Maryland was one of them, but yeah. What are your thoughts on the AP poll and the other receiving votes?
Yeah, I mean, last poll of the year, did not disappoint. And yeah, a lot of change in the last week of the poll this year. And yeah, a lot of movement, as you can see. Houston is going to be the top dogs going into the tournament. UCLA, obviously, at the right time, they are peaking, which is good. And that's definitely a good direction as we move closer to the madness. Baylor, a little bit concerning. Tennessee, a little bit concerning. Indiana, a little bit concerning as we move into the tournament. I know all these teams dropped a good amount, but they should be all right. And Xavier, I know they jumped up four spots, but Zach Fremantle out for the season, so that's going to hurt them as they move forward. They've been doing well without him, but there's some news to evaluate. I think A&M is also peaking at the right time. I think it's going to be a good race for the SEC, as well as the Big East and the Big 12. Pretty much all the power conferences. And as you can see in the polls, the SEC, the Big 12, and the Big East are kind of dominating this top 25, as you can see. I'm not going to go down the exact numbers of teams and what conference there, but just looking at it from a vast standpoint, it's very dominated by the SEC, the Big East, and the Big 12.
Yeah, one of my dudes still wanted to walk in the room. Yeah, and lots of mid-major love receiving votes as well. You got Oral Roberts, Florida Atlantic. But like you mentioned, Tennessee, obviously, is a guy's eagle out for the season with a torn ACL. You got TCU, Eddie Lemkin Jr. actually is stepping down from the team for a while. And I think A&M, like you said, is peaking at the right time, obviously. They beat Alabama pretty what's the word I'm saying? Comfortably, pretty satisfyingly. But yeah, A&M, that's a team to monitor for March. I think they can make a deep run. Obviously, 18th in the poll now. Finished solo second in the SEC, and Buzz Williams got this team buzzing for real.
Agreed. And they're the 2 seed in the SEC tournament, which we'll talk about today as well. Hey, guys, we're back. Technical difficulties once again, but we're back. And we're going to pretty much go over all 32 conferences, tournaments. Obviously, some have not started, some have started, some are in the finals, some have already finished, yada, yada, yada. But we're going to go to alphabetically down the list and just give our thoughts on each conference tournament thus far. And if it hasn't started, give our predictions on who we think might win this thing. So we'll start with the America East. We've already talked about the America East preview-wise. But for those of you that haven't seen that yet, we are down to the final game of the America East playoffs. It is the 1 seed and the 2 seed, Vermont and UMass Lowell, which was kind of expected. Obviously, your team, Bryant, the 6 seed, fell just short, unfortunately. But yeah, this should be a great game. Obviously, UMass Lowell looking to make it for the first time, I believe, in school history. And Vermont, obviously, the powerhouse in the America East as of late. What do you think about the America East final? And do you have Vermont or do you have UMass Lowell?
My bad. Just trying to charge my computer real quick. Obviously, I'm going to go with Vermont here. UMass Lowell, they've had a dream season. But obviously, Vermont is the cream of the crop in the America East. Fortunately, I wish I could say Bryant. But we actually just did turn down an invitation to the CBI with our top 4 scores all hurt. So, yeah, congrats to Bryant for a great season. And I think Vermont will be representing the America East in the tournament once again. And obviously, if they do, I mean, if both these teams do, they're capable of pulling off an upset.
Definitely agree. Obviously, I'm rooting for UMass Lowell. That was my team that I was rooting for. But if we're being realistic, Vermont will probably win this once again. And obviously, just carry a team to make it if they do get in. So we shall see what they do. That will be the 12th ticket punched out of the 32. We'll go on to the next conference, which is the American. Do you have that pulled up, or do you want me to run down the seed list?
You can run it down. I'm a mess right now.
So the American has not started just yet, but the seeding list is finalized. Houston, as you could expect, is the 1 seed. Memphis is the 2 seed. Tulane, the 3 seed. Cincinnati, 4. Temple, 5. Wichita State, 6. UCF, 7. South Florida, 8. ECU, 9. SMU, 10. And Tulsa is 11. I believe this kicks off tomorrow. Regardless, who do you have winning the American Conference?
Yeah, I think the easy choice is Houston here. I think they're going to run the conference. But you should watch out for a potential bid thief here. Memphis, I don't guarantee them a bid whatsoever. I think they got to make it to at least the final to secure their bid, and secured an at-large bid, to be fair. And potential bid thief here, I see Cincinnati being a bid thief. I see Tulane being a bid thief, and I can honestly see Temple being a bid thief as well as a dark horse. Yeah, those 3 teams I keep an eye out for stealing a bid. Honestly, Memphis, I still think they're fraudulent. I don't even think they deserve an at-large bid, to be fair. But if the metrics say they do, then they do, and I can't really fight that.
Agreed. And Memphis kept it very close with Houston. Jamal Shedd hit a buzzer beater this past weekend, and Houston won by 2. Yeah, I mean, Houston's obviously the favorite to win this pretty convincingly. But, yeah, like you said, there's a couple of dark horse teams that I like here as well. I think Tulane can make a sneaky run to the final. I don't think they'll beat Houston in the final, but I think they can make it there. But yeah, I think Houston's the clear favorite. I think they'll end up winning this thing, but we'll see if another one of these teams can take down top seed and make some noise. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go to the A-10 now. Obviously, A-10, a very fun conference to watch. It's only going to be a 1 bid this year, unfortunately. But the 1 seed, VCU, 2 seed, Dayton, 3 seed, Fordham, 4 seed, St. Louis, they all have double byes. We are going to the 6 seed, Duquesne, who will be facing LaSalle, the 11 seed, who actually just beat Rhode Island, who is a 14 seed. yesterday. So the first round of games have concluded. Shout out John McEwen, obviously. Congrats for another season in the books. Week's the seventh seed. We got George Washington. They'll be playing St. Joseph's, who beat 15 seed Loyola Chicago yesterday. We got the five seed George Mason. They will be playing Richmond, the 12 seed, who beat 13 seed UMass yesterday and absolutely destroyed UMass. Obviously, Tyler Burton actually, I think, outscored the UMass team for the first 25 minutes of the game. He scored 28, and UMass only had 25 by, like, the four-minute mark. And then we got the 8-9 matchup, Davidson versus St. Bonaventure. Who you got coming out of the A-10?
Yeah, obviously, one bit A-10 this year. First time it's been a one bit in a while, it seems. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be hard to pick against one of these top four teams. I like all four teams. Very, very good. I think the final end up being VCU and Fordham. I think VCU should win this conference. I think it's theirs for the taking. Personally, I'm rooting for Fordham. I like their team a lot. Obviously, an underdog story. But I think VCU end up winning this thing. And, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a chance for some upsets. Especially today, the second round games are playing today. Davidson St. Bonnie is actually on right now as we speak. It's probably actually ended by now. It started at 11:30, but yeah, should be a good A-10 tournament. I know it's a down year for them, but I still think it will be entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I think St. Louis will come out of it. I've been saying this for the past 4 years. I'm going to be completely honest. I still believe in this core they have. I think this is a final year to have this core before they graduate and then transfer. I think this is it. I think this is it for St. Louis. And I think they're going to make the most of it.
Agreed. And yeah, it is definitely their last year as the core. We'll see what they can do. I know you've been high on St. Louis for the past, 3 years or so now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
see ever since finally. This podcast started, yeah. I've been saying it. Man, Yuri Collins was a freshman. Javonte mm-hmm. Perkins was in his first year of D1, Gibson Jimerson was a freshman, and guess what? They're all seniors now. They all got a couple of years of eligibility left after this, but I think this is it for them.
I agree.
Before they move on to the high major ranks, I think this is it. This is the final run.
I agree, and we'll see if they can make the most of it. But we'll move on now to the ACC, the first of the Power 5 conferences. First round games kicked off already yesterday, so we'll go down the seeds that are still left. Miami, the one seed, Duke, Miami, the one seed, Virginia, the two seed, Clemson is the three seed this year, Duke is the four seed. They all have double byes in this tournament. The five seed is Pitt. They're taking on the 13 seed Georgia Tech, who came back stormingly against number 12 Florida State yesterday, won that game by one. The sixth seed is NC State. They'll be playing the 11th seed Virginia Tech, who took down the 14th seed Notre Dame. Seventh seed UNC. We'll be taking on the 10 seed BC, who beat Louisville. And the 8-9 matchup is Syracuse and Wake Forest. Who do you got in this ACC tournament? These second round games are playing today. I believe they start soon as well.
Yeah, the ACC is a tough conference to project. Tons of bubble teams. You got NC State, you got Pitt, you got UNC. All need to string wins in this conference, and especially against the top tier teams, because those teams are in the bubble, and it's going to be interesting where they are if they do lose games, because Pitt and NC State are – they're in the danger zone. They're in that little area where you don't want to be right now. And honestly, I think NC State makes a run and wins this thing.
Wow. Very interesting take. I don't think they'll beat Clemson, but we'll see. If I had to pick a final, I think Miami's legit. I think Miami's the real deal this year. I think they'll make it to the final. And this might be biased, but I'm taking Clemson in the final as well. All Clemson needs to do to make the tournament, in my eyes, is make the final. They'll probably have to place Virginia in the semifinal round. And if they can beat Virginia, I think they got a chance at making it to the tournament. I think Miami ends up winning this whole thing, but I think Miami-Clemson will be the final. And I'm hoping Clemson makes it to the tournament. Obviously, they haven't made it since I've been at school. The last time they made it was senior year of high school, and they lost to Rutgers in the first round. But yeah, I hope they make it for my sake, and I would just love to see them back in the tournament.
Mm-hmm. And first one, we will be covering our first bid out of the A sign, and that will be Kennesaw State. They defeated Liberty to earn the bid. They're projected to be a 14 seed right now. But man, what a rebuild Amir Abdur-Rahim has endured here at Kennesaw State. His first year, 2019-2020 season, they went 1-28. 2020, they went 5-19. That was the COVID year, but they had a nationally ranked recruiting class in the top 30 at that time. And they all stayed. The core stayed. Guess what? We're now 2 years later, 26-8 season, 15-3 in the conference, and a bid to March Madness for the first time ever. Is it ever? Let me check.
I think it. Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah, first ever trip to the tournament. So it's been a long time coming for this program, especially in the past 4 years. They got a bunch of veterans now led by Chris Youngblood. What are your thoughts on this team heading into March Madness?
Yeah, obviously, huge shout out to them. In terms of 14 seed strengths, looking at the other 14 seed projections, I don't think Kennesaw State will be that 14 seed to watch out for, personally speaking. I think there's some other teams you could go with as the team to watch out for as a 14 line. But hey, shout out Kennesaw State making it there, and definitely going to be worth their while. And that's just a huge historic accomplishment for them. So huge shout out to them.
Yeah, I'm looking at the projected three seeds right now. You got Marquette, Kansas State, Gonzaga, and Tennessee. Unfortunately, I do not think they'll pose a danger to any one of those four teams in any potential three seeds, unfortunately. But hey, congrats to them, and hell of a season so far. As for Liberty, I'll see you guys in the NIT.
Agreed. And next up, the Big 12, which we'll be kicking off today. Kansas ended up being the one seed. Texas is the two seed. Both of these teams have byes, I guess, right now. The three seed is Kansas State, four seed Baylor, five seed Iowa State, six seed TCU, seven seed Oklahoma State, the eight seed West Virginia, the 9 seed Texas Tech, and the 10th seed was Oklahoma. The 8-9 and 7-10 matchups are today, but regardless, who do you have winning this tournament?
Yeah, breaking news coming out of Big 12. Mark Adams was suspended indefinitely, obviously. Why was he suspended? Do you know the reason?
I do not.
Inappropriate comments in the locker room. We'll leave it at that for now. But they were my dark horse before he got suspended. My winner, I think it's an easy choice. I think it's Kansas. That's my winner in this Big 12 tournament. And for a sleeper, I'm gonna go with Oklahoma. They have a losing record. They're 15-16, I believe. And guess what? They're still on the bubble. And the reason for that is because they have zero bad losses. I mean, yeah, they have 16 losses, but they're all like quad one, quad two losses. So you can make a point for them in the bubble still. And let's say they win three games. They're going to be 18-16. They lose their Big 12 championship. They're 18-17. Guess what? They still might make the tournament. So Oklahoma has a good squad ahead as well. But I think this is Kansas to lose.
Agreed. However, I think Kansas will lose. I think West Virginia and Oklahoma both advance in the first round. I think the final end up being – I'm going to go out on a limb, and I honestly think West Virginia is a little underrated. I think they could stand a chance against Kansas. I don't think they'll necessarily beat Kansas, but I think they'll stand a chance. I think Baylor also could take down Kansas. So I think one of those two teams is going to actually take down Kansas before the final. I think Kansas will not make it to the final. I'm going to say Baylor makes it to the final against Texas, and I'm going to pick Baylor to win the Big 12 championship.
We'll go for the Big East. Now, obviously, another fun one. We got the one seed Marquette, two seed Xavier, three seed Creighton, four seed UConn, five seed Providence, six seed Villanova, seven seed Seton Hall, eight seed St. John's, nine seed Butler, 10 seed DePaul, and 11 seed Georgetown. First round starts today. That would be the 6-11 matchup, the 7-10 matchup, and the 8-9 matchup. Who do you have coming out of the Big East? I know there's a lot of potential bid thieves in this conference.
There is indeed. I think Villanova is obviously the big bid thief at the sixth line. They're the team to watch out for in terms of bid thieves. However, I think that they will get knocked out by Creighton. And I'm actually going to pick Creighton in my final. And I'm going to have them go up against the winner of UConn Providence. I don't know who's going to win that game, But I think Marquette's going to fall just short of the Big East Conference Championship. And with that being said, I'm actually going to take your boys, the Creighton Blue Jays, to win the Big East this year. Very surprising, I know, but I think Creighton's back at the right time where they need to be. So I'm going to pick Creighton.
And the thing, I'm also going to pick Creighton. Wait, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to pick Creighton as well. The thing about Xavier is obviously no more Zach Fremantle for a season, I believe.
Yeah.
Marquette, I think they're a great squad. I think they're going to make a good run in March Madness. But the thing about them is lack of experience for me. I think next year they're going to be national champion contenders. I'll let you know that right now. Next year, for sure. This year, not sold on them for our postseason team. UConn, not sold on them. Providence, also not sold on them. Villanova, I am pretty sold on, but that Villanova-Creighton game, I think the winner of that game will win the Big East. That is my opinion. And as for another dark horse, I got to go St. John's here. St. John's is definitely capable of beating Marquette. They've in the both times they played, they were up both times in the first half to Marquette, and obviously just can't finish the job. That's been St. John's basically season. They start strong and poorly, and that's why they're the 8 seed, but they can definitely make a run and steal a bit as well.
Agreed. Next tournament up is the Big Sky. We have the final for the Big Sky tonight, actually. And who would have guessed this final for the Big Sky? It is the 9 seed, Northern Arizona. Took down Eastern Washington, the 1 seed. Took down Montana, the 4 seed. They're going up against Montana State, who is the 2 seed. And this would be one of the highest seeds from the Big Sky to ever win the Big Sky Championship. I know that I don't even have to fact check that. I know that's a fact. Regardless, do you think Northern Arizona could pull off the unthinkable and go from a playing game to winning this thing for the Big Sky?
Yeah, I do. Obviously, Montana State, though, they did represent the Big Sky last year where they got absolutely destroyed by Texas Tech. I think in a similar match, if let's say Montana State does win, which we did have them both at number one preseason, so that was expected. If they do win, they're probably going to be a 14 seed, maybe a 13 seed as well. And in the right matchup, they could definitely cause a challenge because the Big Sky, obviously, it's all offense. If you haven't watched Big Sky basketball yet, the scores will be in the 80s or the 90s and even in the 100s. But Northern Arizona, I honestly think they do have a chance. Obviously, if you haven't heard the name Jalen Cohn, he was a top 100 recruit, Virginia Tech. Played in a lot at Virginia Tech, actually. And when he transferred to Northern Arizona, we were both surprised when we told you guys the news that 2 years ago. And I think they have a chance. I just don't think they will win, though.
Agreed. I'm going Montana State back-to-back years. Really credit to Northern Arizona to making it here. But, yeah, I think the 2 seed prevails, and I think Montana State goes dancing once again.
Mm-hmm. And next up, we got the Big South. Couldn't be more happier to say that UNC Asheville has gotten to bed. They defeated Campbell in a thriller, in my opinion. And Drew Pember, Tajon Jones, they'll finally be playing in March Madness. And Campbell, they had a chance, man. They were up with 2 minutes left and just couldn't finish it off. What are your thoughts on that game? And UNC Asheville headed to the tournament. They're projected a 15 seed as of now.
Yeah, spooky 15 seed. Campbell, man, they had the game in their hands, and I'm not too sure what happened. They just went on a huge scoring drought. Shout out to UNC Asheville. Yeah, I think they're a good 15 seed, and I think they could definitely make some noise against the 2 seed. We'll see who ends up being their matchup, but right now I think that is the most dangerous 15 line so far. So shout out to UNC Asheville. They got a good squad, man. I'd be scared of them if I had to play them.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go look at the projected 2 seeds right now. That would be – one moment, please. Oh, we have 10 minutes left.
Yep.
We'll probably just do – one half today, one half on Friday. Is that cool?
That's cool with me.
All right. Project the 2 seeds, Arizona, Texas, Purdue, and Baylor. Honestly, they could probably pose a challenge. A very good game. Obviously, if you have a big man as good as Pember, especially in a mid-major rank, you're gonna make it competitive because I'm not too worried about their guards, but the difference between a mid-major program and a high-major program is that high-major programs have quality bigs. That's something that mid-majors don't have. when you have a quality big as quality as Drew Pember, I think you're gonna make it a challenge.
Definitely agree. Next one up, another Power Five, the Big Ten. Starts off today, 1 seed Purdue, 2 seed Northwestern, 3 seed Indiana, 4 seed Michigan State, 5 seed Iowa, 6 seed Maryland, 7 seed Illinois, 8 seed Michigan, 9 seed Rutgers, 10 seed Penn State, 11 seed Nebraska, 12 seed Wisconsin, 13 seed Ohio State, 14 seed Minnesota. This should be a good tournament, as it always is. Who do you have winning?
Yeah, I think this is probably one of the tougher tournaments to project. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that Maryland wins it.
Really?
Yeah, I think Purdue and Maryland are the best two teams on a neutral site. You saw what Maryland did in non-con. That was mainly neutral-sided games against tough teams as well. And I think Maryland is suited to win.
You know what? I think I actually picked Maryland as well. We have a little Instagram polls. For those of you who haven't seen, we're in a little group chat with – we give our picks and stuff like that. Yeah, I actually picked Maryland as well. I had Purdue winning actually. But I had Maryland going to the final. So I think Maryland makes it to the final. I think Purdue also makes it. But, I'm still going to stick with Purdue. I think it's going to be hard for them to lose. It's theirs for the losing, like Kansas. So I'm going to go Purdue over Maryland in the final.
Yep, and the next conference up is the Big West Tournament, started yesterday, I believe. And hold up, my computer's all over the place right now.
I have it if you want.
I have it as well. We got the 1 seed. That would be UC Irvine. The 2 seed, UC Santa Barbara. 3 seed, UC Riverside. 4 seed, Cal State Fullerton. 5 seed, Hawaii. 6 seed, UC Davis. And 7 seed lost to the 10 seed Cal Poly by 20 yesterday. We got the 8-9 game. UC, what is that, Bakersfield? Cal State Bakersfield, yeah. Sorry. They beat Cal State Northridge 51-47. So, the 10 seed Cal Poly will be playing UC Santa Barbara, the 2 seed. Who do you have coming out of this one?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very top-heavy conference, I think. So I'm going to pick one of the top 2 seeds to probably make it to the final, UC Irvine and UC Santa Barbara. But I think it's Irvine's year this year, so I'm going to go with them winning. I know Santa Barbara made it last year. Did they make it last year?
It was Fullerton last year.
Oh, yeah, Fullerton made it last year. You're right. I'm going to go UC Irvine. I think it's their year this year, so I'm going to go with them.
I picked UC Santa Barbara. I mean, we both picked them preseason, I think. And they just haven't looked the same since that little incident, that little fight. So I'm also going to pick UC Irvine. And we got to go a little quicker.
I know. This one will be quick, okay, though.
We got 2 auto bids. So
we're good. This one will be quick. This is the Colonial. Colonial has finished up. It was a great tournament all in all. Ended up being the 4 seed, UNC Wilmington, who took down the 1 seed Hofstra in overtime yesterday or 2 days ago. And the 2 seed Charleston made it over the 3 seed Townsend. And it ended up being the mighty Charleston Cougars winning the Colonial Conference. 31-3 now in the year. They're a dangerous team. I don't know what seed line they'll be. Probably a 13 seed if I had to guess. No?
Probably. What do you think? I'd say 12. I think.
Okay.
Even 11, even 10. But I think they're going to be one of the – I think them and Oral Roberts will be the the 12 seeds. That are typically the 2 12 seeds. Yeah.
Agreed. But shout out to them. They're going to be dangerous. So, shout out to them.
Yeah. They're going to give a 5 seed trouble. Don't. Any 12 seed, I think there's going to be four auto bids that get the 12 seeds. I think the first 4 games will consist of 11 seeds. So there will be 4 mid-major representations for the 12 seeds. And I think whoever the 12 seeds are will give – fits to the 5 seed as always.
Agreed.
Yeah. And next up, we got the Conference USA. This is a fun conference, obviously. And we got the 1 seed. That would be FAU. The 2 seed is North Texas. The 3 seed is UAB. We got the 4-5 matchup. That would be Middle Tennessee as the 4 seed and Charlotte as the 5 seed. 6 seed, Rice. 7 seed, FIU. 8 seed, Western Kentucky, 9 seed UTEP, 10 seed Louisiana Tech, and 11 UT San Antonio. It starts today. Who do you have winning this one?
Yeah, first and foremost, this is another top-heavy conference, but Rice is the Biff Peef here. I think Rice is very underrated. I think they can make some noise against UAB. Hopefully they make it. I mean, that would just kill all of my vibe. But, yeah, I do see a lot of Biff Peefs here. Middle Tennessee, another team I'm watching out for. They obviously beat Florida Atlantic earlier this year. But right now, I think I'm going to go with North Texas. That's the safe pick. The best defense in the nation. They obviously are due. They did not. No. Who made it last year out of here? Oh, UAB did. But yeah, North Texas, I think it's their year once again. I think that's going to be them in Middle Tennessee in the final. I'm going to go with North Texas, though.
I'm going to go with North Texas as well. I've been saying that I'm a big North Texas guy. And that means, guess what that means? That means there will be a two big conference USA because Florida Atlantic is a lock. So let's make this happen, a two big conference USA. If Florida Atlantic wins, I'm actually going to be pretty mad because I think UAB and North Texas could both make some noise in the tournament.
Definitely agree. I would love it
too. With FAU. FAU is going to be a 9 seed and yeah. They could win the 8-9 matchup. I'm going to be honest. I think the conference USA is pretty deep this year. I mean, really? Charlotte is good. Middle Tennessee is good. Rice is good. I trust 1 through 6. I could see making the tournament. I'm going to be honest.
Agreed. Making the March Madness tournament. I don't agree with that, but I think they're.
I think North Texas is definitely they're in the at large conversation for a reason.
I agree.
UAB obviously did not start off strong, so no. But I could see 3 to 6 making a run at the auto bid, and then even North Texas somehow making the tournament if the committee feels generous. But probably not.
But we'll see. Second to last conference today, the auto bid has already been given out, and it is Northern Kentucky winning the Horizon League tournament. They were the 4 seed. They took down Cleveland State as the 3 seed. Obviously, Youngstown State, the top seed, fell, as well as Milwaukee, the 2 seed. But yeah, all in all, fantastic tournament. Obviously, the main storyline was Antoine Davis, just a couple points shy of the all-time record for scoring in the NCAA. What are your thoughts on this tournament, and what are your thoughts on NKU?
Yeah, great tournament, obviously. I enjoyed this tournament a lot. This is probably one of my favorite tournaments I've watched this year so far. Antoine Davis is going to break the record. They're going to go to the CBI or the basketball challenge, whatever that other one is called. But he's going to break the record. I know that, no doubt. And I had Cleveland State winning, but, man, Northern Kentucky, I think we had them both highly ranked up there. They're senior heavy, and obviously with that experience, I think they could pull an upset depending on – obviously, got to be the right matchup.
Agreed. So got to be the right matchup, but I think they have a chance as well.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we got none other than the prestigious Ivy League tournament. Only the top 4 teams make it. Those 4 teams will be Yale versus Cornell, the 1-4 matchup, and the 2-3 matchup is Penn and Princeton. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I think Yale's obviously the favorites. I'm going to go with Princeton, though. I think they got a little bit of firepower. Their big man is phenomenal. I forget his name, but I like him a lot. I'm going to go with Princeton.
Yeah, he's a money machine. I forgot his name as well, but you always bet the overs for him to hit. I'm going to go with Penn. I think they're elite. They have an elite backcourt. 2 guys who will enter the portal and play at a very high level next year. So I'm going to go with Penn.
Agreed. I think Penn's also very good. Obviously, Jordan Dinkle, a guy we have been in talks with. Shout out to him. But yeah, that is all we got. 1 half of the conference tournaments are done. We'll be with the other half on Friday. But until then, a lot of great games left to be played and watched. So enjoy your popcorn and sit back and watch some of these games. But that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in as always. And it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. We're here.